stay on the nest.
I see.
Well, we catch them like that. If we want them to set, we just get some eggs, pick out the kind of eggs we wanted the chickens. You know, if we didn't have the stock of chicken we wanted, we'd go somebody else that did have them and get some eggs and set on what we wanted. Just kept the eggs at. And then we always had a good many hens, my mother and my wife too. We just liked them. My mother just had a chicken house. That's what we call a good many for a family, 50 or 60 hens. Mm-hmm. So we just ate eggs whenever we wanted them. We didn't ever, and then sometime in the wintertime, my father, you know, his horse and carry the 10 dozen to town and sell them, you know. Mm-hmm. But we always had a plenty of eggs.
Did you ever use what you call a chicken coop?
Coop, yes, sir. I got one out there, two or three out there now.
And is that's smaller, right?
I got both kinds. You got feeding coops. See, when you get ready, you get some chicken to raise them, you get about getting ready to kill them. I like to put them up and feed them chopped corn and sand and stuff like that for about 3 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. If you have a big coop, you do a pen, put them in there and feed them that stuff, and then kill off a dozen or two and put them in the deep freeze, and eat them when you get
ready. I see. Mm-hmm.
But with these little coops, it's just for the feed a little hen and chicken when you first take them off, you know, for the first, keep them out the dew and stuff, and throw little crumbs and things up under that old hen, sit around there with them 3 or 4 days, and a little old something about 2 by 4, 2 by 2 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And she'll start. If it's time to, when it was time to feed the, for the animals to eat, what did you call that time of day when the animals, was time for them to eat?
What time of day?
What did you call that time of day when it was time for the animals to eat? Yeah. Just feeding time?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you say?
Oh, yeah. We fed just like we eat. Uh-huh. We call it supper. If it's in the morning, we call it breakfast. He'd come put it in the morning, the horse would be out and come up and holler. We'd say, old Charlie wanted his breakfast or something. We call it feeding time.
Feeding time?
Mm-hmm. Feeding time.
Then you'd say, well, it's feeding time, so I have to go feed.
That's right. That's right. Feeding
you
time.
Say I'd have to go feed the what? The critters or the animals or?
I have to go to feed my hogs.
How would you say about the chickens and the geese and?
Go feed the chickens.
Would you use critters or fowl?
Chickens.
Just chickens.
That included with us that we had turkeys, ducks. Guineas.
Did you?
Oh, we had about 50 hens, about 40 or 50 guineas. Sometimes we'd find a guinea nest with 75 eggs in it.
Hmm. What would you call all of them together? The guineas, the turkeys, the
we just
chickens?
We call them chickens. That's what we call them, but I reckon, I don't know. The ducks and all, they went in the line of chickens, they all stayed in the same house.
I see. Would you call the mules and the cows and so on critters or stock or?
Yeah, we'd call them horses and cows, but some folks would call cows herd, but we just say mm-hmm. cows and, mm-hmm. and okay. horses. So.
All right. You mentioned picket and paling fences. What kind of fence was built like this in the old days?
Worm fence. We called it the worm fence.
How did you build those? How would you get?
That's right.
This.
That's
would
right.
You just put it on there, or would you do something?
No, it wouldn't be necessary to do nothing to that. You know, you split these